Welcome to episode number 36 of Eagle's Eye Report for Wednesday, January 18th, 2023. The show is sponsored every week by TLBTalk.com. It's where you can go to say the things nobody else wants to let you say. The show is hosted by myself, Roger Landry, TLB, and co-hosted and produced by my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts, who I will bring in as soon as I can get through this intro, which is something we need to do every week. The title of today's show is Classified Documents and Censorship. Oh, gee, there's a couple of things that's on pretty much everybody's mind today, or anybody who has been doing any reading, or anybody who has been doing any research on a government gone haywire. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. I say it every week. If you're getting tired of hearing it, I need to just reinforce this point over and over and over again. If it wasn't for shows like this, and I'm not the only one, there's a lot of good shows out there, whether it's on RBN or whether it's on Annie's network, Shake and Wake, or PSN Radio, EPGN Radio Online, or Soapflow Radio, which are all platforms that carry the shows from the Liberty Beacon Project. And we're proud to be part of each and every one of them. I'm going to mention something again that I mention every week, and I really would like you guys to take it seriously. I know a lot of you out there occasionally throw money into the pot. You do. You call in a donation, and that is great. Believe me, they are very appreciative to see that happen, as are we at TLB Talk, because we have no commercial support whatsoever. The only support we have for TLB Talk is what you guys drop in the donation bucket. So I feel for these radio platforms. I do. And what I'm trying to tell you is, yes, you donate, but you donate in a fashion, a lot of you, where it's $20 here, maybe $5 there, maybe $15 here, spread out over a period of time. What I am suggesting that you do is that you take an average of what you usually donate over the course of a year, divide it by 12, and the next time you go in to make a donation, take a number you got, put it in there, and click the button or the box that says, make this a monthly donation. Why? You have just helped them to build a budget. And when they know how much they have coming in each month, it's easier for them to make what you see, what you hear, bigger, better, badder, faster. So do yourself a favor, because then you don't have to remember to donate. It comes out every month automatically, and you have given them the security of being able to build a budget so they know each month what they can afford to do, and they will do it. All of these platforms are doing this type of news, this type of reporting, this type of letting you know because they wish to. Nobody with half a brain is going to jump in and do the type of stuff we do just because it makes them, I don't know, laugh. No. The shows you hear on Shake and Wake, the shows you hear on RBN, the shows you hear on SoFlo, and all of the other networks we are associated with are there because these people wish to keep you informed. So help them out. Make it a monthly reoccurring donation. It doesn't have to be a lot, but over the course of a year, it is. And it allows them to make what you get better. Okay, and how are you today, Stephen?
Doing pretty good. Got 11 hours of sleep last night.
You got what?
Uh-huh. I know.
Wow. I get 6 every single night. You know, it's weird as hell because I go to bed and I'm asleep by 11 o'clock every evening, okay? At about 10 minutes to 5 every morning, my eyes slam open. Now, it could be what I did for a living, and I'm not a youngin', I'm 68 years old, but my body is trained. So at 10 minutes to 5, my eyes open, and then I stretch out, I get ready to jump out of bed, and at 4:59, as soon as the clock hits 4:59, my feet hit the floor. So I can tell everybody that I am up before 5 o'clock every morning, and I never lie. How's that go, Steve?
Well, I used to be able to do that when I worked, but...
Well, I don't work for a paycheck, but I do this 16 to 18 hours every single day and haven't had a day off in going on 14 years. Would you consider that work, Steve?
Certainly.
Why, certainly. Okay. And for anybody who doesn't understand, that's from the Three Stooges. Okay. Our mission is to keep you armed with vital truth, as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital issues without fear of censorship or exclusion. That being the sponsor of this show, which I opened the show up with, and that's TLVTalk.com. Look, it's a social media platform, but if you don't particularly want another social media platform because you don't really feel being that, like being that social, then this is what I suggest you do. This is a platform that has a reputation already for being where you are being able to say the things you know need to be said. Go in there. If you don't do anything else, go to tlvtalk.com, sign up, get a membership. It's free, and start a group. Then go invite all the friends that you know you need to talk with and you know they need to talk with you, but you can't seem to do it anywhere else without getting blocked or penalized or sent on vacation for 30 days. And start a group and discuss the things you know need to be discussed. The only thing that is not permitted on TLB Talk is something that is totally vulgar or immoral, that nobody would, just about nobody would put up with it, or anything that's illegal. You do these things, you're going to get kicked to the curb, because if we don't kick you to the curb, they shut us down. But as long as you're staying within the norms, okay, and the norms being anything that is legal and not vulgar, okay, or profane, then you have the right to say anything you wish, and that is via the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. So go to TLV Talk, and if you do nothing else, start a group where you and the people you know need to understand can go and understand. Make sense to you, Steve?
Yes, it does. It's I got 11 hours of sleep, but it wasn't all at one time. It was in little patches.
Okay, so that makes a little bit more sense. Okay, all right. So I would also tell you that information put out on the show will always be included in an article the next day, which will be Thursday. It will be published on the LibertyBeacon.com, our flagship site. All you have to do is go and look for Eagle's Eye Report. You will see it in the slideshow, a big old eagle's head. Click on that slide. It will take you to this article and the embedded show, along with a link to every article where information of importance was gleaned for you. All right. Again, the name of the show, Classified Documents and Censorship. Okay. There should never be politics involved with security. But what we're seeing today is the security of America is being used as a political tool for ultimate control. That's not a joke. I don't say things lightly, and I usually don't whisper them either. Yeah, that was intended to be a joke. Roger never whispers. As someone who held a high clearance, meaning well over top secret, this is especially troubling to me. So let's dive into this and bring the tyranny out of the shadows and into the daylight. And what's really surprising me is that more and more we're starting to see others who we have never seen step up before stepping up. And that includes some Democrats. That includes some people who are supposedly on the mothership. Yeah. Why is that happening? Part of the show I did on RBN the other day was the fact that the tyranny that is happening is being walked back. Why is it being walked back? Because all the way up until the midterm elections, the Democrats had ultimate control in this country. They controlled the Senate. They controlled the House of Representatives. They controlled the executive branch. And they were owned by the administrative deep state. So it was carte blanche. All right. And now all of a sudden, there's a big, important piece of that puzzle missing. Now you have conservatives who control the portion of governance that controls the pocketbook. And no, they can't pass laws. And no, I mean, you know, really, really, really blatant laws, because they don't control the Senate, but they do control the purse. Okay. And it is a lever. It's a big lever. It's a big stick that can be used to tame a lot of what's coming from the progressive side. So in order to keep themselves out of total harm's way as these investigations start, and they are, there's at least a dozen of them, which, hey, guess what? Our new Speaker of the House said he was going to do that, McCarthy. And if you take a look, he is doing that. Now, is he doing it because he's under pressure? I don't know. But he actually is starting all of these investigations. And when you've got congressmen like Jordan and a few others, questions are being asked. So what you have right now are Democrats who are stating, I don't know, things you've never heard them say before, at least not in the last couple of years where they had ultimate control. They didn't have to. Now, people are going to be asking questions. And yes, they may have done some things that were not quite ethical or not quite legal or not quite, but at least they can say, well, I talked about it and I tried to make amends and this is what I'm doing now. So it's called covering your ASS. And this is exactly what they're doing. And it's going to happen more and more as the year progresses. And these new committees or these newly staffed committees begin to do research and bring out the truth. All right, so let's start with this. The DOJ declined to monitor Biden's document search. The Department of Justice reportedly opted against having FBI agents oversee a search by President Joe Biden's lawyers for classified documents in his private homes. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Or his office spaces. Whoa, hold on a second here. We have a president, all right, or an ex-president, who had absolute power to declassify anything he wished just by blinking on it. End of story. It is his power to declassify everything and anything he wishes. And it doesn't matter what you have to say or anybody else on the planet has to say. If Trump said it was declassified, it in fact was declassified. That's a fact. Okay? So he's got all of this stuff in his house and it's locked up in a safe. Okay? And they raid his house with armed FBI, dozens of them. They had swimmers in the water around his house. They had helicopters in the air over his house and dozens of armed with rifles, pistols, you name it, FBI agents pretty much breaking the door down. They didn't break the door down, but you might as well have. And then when the lawyers, Trump lawyers said, can we come with you on the search? Can we be a part of it? Can we observe it? They were told, no, that's the purview of the FBI. This is what we need to do because of the security violations. Everybody remember that? Well, obviously, there are some people out there who don't remember that. And these people work for the Department of Justice. Oh, imagine that. They're telling the Biden family, they're telling Joe Biden, let your lawyers do it. We trust you guys. It's all good. What? Let that sink in for a second, because this is a reality we live in today. Why did Roger need to do an update on these two topics today? That's one of them. Biden's legal team, listen to me, discussed directly with the DOJ. This is what we're being told. Do I believe it? No. Biden's legal team discussed directly with the DOJ the idea of having the FBI agents present during such searches, according to the Wall Street Journal. Though both parties ultimately agreed to leave the matter to the president's own attorneys. There has been information hidden for between 5 to 6 years, or neglected or forgotten, highly classified information that is up in the TSSI clearance area. How do I know that? I had one. Of course, that was about 20 years ago, but that's not the point. So all of this really, really highly classified information is, I don't know, we don't need to send the FBI in. We trust you guys. Go see what you can find. Does that make sense to anybody after what you just saw with Trump? They literally pulled Trump apart. And Biden? Nah, we don't need to send the FBI in. So we have found classified documents above the top secret level, which may be, and we'll get into that a little bit later, associated with things you were doing that weren't good and didn't help this country, but were personally advantageous or profitable to you. Okay? One of them sitting in the garbage in the garage with his freaking Stingray. Yeah, Corvette. The others sitting in his house, and the rest of them, because now there's four dumps, sitting in an office funded by the communist Chinese. Again, not a safe like Trump had his in. Trump had his in a safe. Biden has his in a locker, in a garbage can. What? In a clothes dresser? Where? Where was there even mention that one of Biden's documents was in a safe? Where? Every document Biden had, okay, is at least at a minimum sensitive, at a maximum highly confidential or secret, top secret, TSSI, which requires a very secure environment, not a box sitting next to the garbage in your garage next to your Corvette. Not in a closet in an office paid for by the communist Chinese. But what you also don't know, or maybe you do, is that one of the people sharing that office space with the Bidens, and this is in the Biden think tank, was Chinese, with ties to the Communist Chinese Party, sharing the office space. Who had access to this classified information? How secure was it? Did they raid anything of Joe Bob's? Did they send the FBI in because classified, highly sensitive classified documents were found? Did they do any of this? No. But everything that was found at Mar-a-Lago was declassified. Why? Because Trump said it was. And he is one of the few people, I think it's like 45 of them, who ever had the power to do that. And he did. But they still took him to the cleaners, didn't they? Joe Bob? Hey, he's just walking around smiling. Ain't crap happening to me. Look at me. I'm special. News of the Biden team and DOJ discussions comes as Biden's aides have discovered multiple troves for, to date, as I said, of classified materials in various locations occupied by the president, including both his Delaware home, again, his former office in the Penn Biden Center think tank. God, every time I hear that. Let me ask you a question. Okay, Steve, does that make you want to laugh? Okay, the Biden think tank.
I wonder how many crack.
That's my answer.
I wonder how many crack pipes they found.
The Biden think tank. Who was doing the thinking, Joe Bob or Hunter? Because I got to tell you something. There ain't a whole lot of thinking going on between either one of them. First off, Joe Bob's too old and usually Hunter's too stoned. But this is where this highly classified information was hidden for 5 to 6 years, and nobody's going to raid that home. And no, oh, you don't need the FBI to come in and look. You guys just take care of it, you and your lawyers, and whatever you say, we'll believe you. They're saying this to a president that we know is compromised. They're saying this about his son, who we know is compromised. Trump. Nobody ever suggested Trump was compromised. And if they did, it was just proved instantly. Again, the double standard here is just insane. Okay, news of the Biden team and DOJ discussions comes again as aides recover more and more. How many more dumps are we going to find? All right. Let's talk about, I don't know, I can't get past the think tank part. It just keeps running through my mind. Okay. This is a facility that some say as much as 54 million. Others are saying down around $30 million of it were funded by the communist Chinese. And again, the office space was shared with a businessman, a Chinese businessman with direct ties to the Communist Party. How? How and why? But again, none of this even comes close to what Trump did. None of it. And everything Trump did, let me put it to you this way, okay? If Trump was guilty of half, no, of 10% of what Joe Bob is actually guilty of, don't you think he would already be in prison? Yeah, they raided Mar-a-Lago with all of these multiple forces that could have taken down a third world country, okay? But if they had anything on Trump, wouldn't he at least have been accused by now? How long ago was that? Wouldn't he be in jail by now? How long ago was that? Nobody's even suggested he's going to jail. They're just saying they would like to put him in jail. Can they? No, they can't. Because if they could have, they would have. This is a smokescreen to disqualify Trump in everybody's mind and heart for running again in 2024. And for everybody who thinks that I'm talking about how much I love Trump, I'm not. I'm talking about a disparity between one set of circumstances and another, where one is a hell of a lot worse, but being treated a hell of a lot more kindly, if not totally ignored. This is America, people. This isn't supposed to happen. Never mind on the monumental scale, we're seeing it. And let me ask you a question, Steve. Would you call this a monumental scale?
A monument? Well, a scale. That isn't that what Hunter was drawing out his crack on?
Yeah. How much does that weigh? How much do I owe you? Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Materials found in the Penn Biden Center reportedly included intelligence materials on Ukraine, Iran, and the UK. Areas where, at least several areas, where Joe Bob could be seriously compromised. But not only Joe Bob, Hunter himself, okay, could be seriously compromised. How much went on in Ukraine? Listen to me, people. As much as they want you to believe how innocent Ukraine is and how great they are and all about freedom and everything, and I'm not for any country ever invading any other country and taking it over, but you need to understand, in a list of corrupt countries in the world, I'm pretty sure the Ukraine is number six out of almost 200 countries on this planet. Number six! I hope you heard me. If not, I could say it a little louder. Okay? This, along with the Iranian information. And how much money did Joe Bob and Obama put on pallets? Pallets full of cash. And send them over via airdrop to Iran, so Iran would sign the deal, the Iran deal that was signed when Obama was in office. That was not something that was negotiated. That is something that was bought and paid for. And the documents that have to deal with that, and the documents that have to deal with Burisma and the corruption in the UK, how much do you think these classified documents referred to these individual issues? And why do you think these documents in particular were taken from the White House and hidden away? Literally hidden away for years. Okay? Stop and think about that. For 5 years. So again, materials found in the Penn Biden Center reportedly included intelligence materials on Ukraine, Iran, and the UK. And the UK is also pretty much attached to the Iran and Ukraine situation, but that's another whole show. We may just get into that soon. These are, again, areas where Joe Bob could very easily have been compromised, with some of them being on site, one site or another, for as much as 5 years in unsecured location. Again, everything they found at Mar-a-Lago in the raid was in a safe, being guarded by who? The same people that guard every single president, because he's an ex-president. So this was highly secured. Joe Bob's stuff is in a closet or in a cardboard box sitting next to his Corvette at a house that his son is renting from him. Materials, again, covered topics such as Ukraine, Iran, and the UK. Okay. The early November discovery of these documents in the Penn Biden Center prompted the president's aides to begin searching all other locations that Joe Bob either lived in or had access to. But they were holding back on informing the public prior to the midterm elections. Well, gee, here we go again. First it was Hunter Biden's laptop. Now it's the, I don't know, unauthorized misuse or storage of highly classified documents. Again, prior to an election, you're not allowed to know about these things. Why? Because no way in hell Joe Bob would have been elected. We've already been told that between 15 and 20% of those who voted for Joe Biden stated if they knew about Hunter Biden's laptop prior to the 2020 elections, they would not have voted the way they had. They wouldn't have. And guess what? Joe Bob wouldn't have won. That's a margin too big for him to have suffered. Now you add into this all of this classified material that was mishandled. Okay. Again, and how do you think that would have reflected on the Democrats during the midterms? What we're looking at, again, is what's good for the goose ain't good for the gander. Because the goose, okay, is a liberal. Biden has been heard defending the highly classified document found in the garbage in his garage, housing his treasured Stingray Corvette. And if you're not laughing right now, I want to know why. Biden has been heard defending a highly classified document being found in the garbage in a cardboard box sitting right next to the garbage in his garage where his Stingray Corvette is. If I would have done that, I would have been in prison for 10 years. Is Joe Bob in prison? Well, to start off with, you can't really prosecute a sitting president. You can impeach him, but they don't have the Senate. Trump had total power and authority to declassify anything he chose to, and he did. And his documents, again, were stored in a safe. The Mar-a-Lago compound was protected 24/7 by the Secret Service, who damn right well knew those documents were there. So everything that was supposed to be done, Trump did, and they're beating him into the ground. And everything that was supposed to be done, the Bidens didn't, and they're walking and talking. But there's no double standard here. We about ready for a break, Steve?
Certainly, if you want it.
Why, certainly.
All right, we'll be back in 1 minute, folks.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Okay, so again, we're talking about who had the power to do what. Joe Biden, basically, as vice president, didn't. Trump had absolute. That's the difference. Biden, as vice president, did not have declassification authority or that kind of on-site security, meaning there wasn't Secret Service marching around the cardboard box in his garage next to his, yeah. There were no Secret Service there. And there was no safe there. Biden, as vice president, had no declassification authority at all. Okay. All of the documents he had, strewn about multiple locations and stored or shoved into areas that had no real security of any kind. And those who had access, the Chinese, Joe Bob's son, Hunter. Yeah, we can leave it right there at that, okay? All right, why isn't Trump already in prison? Something I mentioned before the break. It's been how long now? Because he didn't do anything. They know this to be a fact. They know they don't have a case against Trump. Why are they doing it? They're doing it because it's good TV. It's good press. It's good for the liberals and the Democrats to try and make a possible competition for Joe Bob in the 2024 presidential run look as bad as possible. Except what they're starting to understand is that there are enough platforms like the Liberty Beacon Project and others out there today that a lot of people are aware of the things that I'm telling you, far more than used to be. And the one thing I found out spending 30 years working with, not in, but working with the government, is that they are slow with change. Some things are still 5, 6, 7, as many as 10 years behind in the government. And that's not always true with the technology part of it, but the way things are run and how things are done are slow to catch up with the commercial world. So Trump's not in prison. Trump's not in prison after, what, a year of this? He's not in prison because there's nothing to put him there. If there was, don't you think he would be? All right. You can't prosecute a sitting president. This is why Biden couldn't be in prison at this point in time. And with the Dems holding the Senate, as I've already stated, impeachment is not in the cards. But what Joe Bob can do is be held up as a total wrecking ball for the Democrat Party. Representative James Comer, who is a Republican from Kentucky, House Oversight Committee Chairman, asked the White House last Sunday why Biden's personal attorneys were continuing to search his home for classified documents after a special counsel was appointed. Wait, what? Isn't that now a crime scene? When you appoint a special counsel, it's to investigate a crime. And the scene at which this crime took place becomes a totally controlled area. It has to be. It's a crime scene. They don't want people coming in and removing things. They don't want people coming in and planting things. They don't want fingerprints there that didn't need to be there or weren't there during the actual, I don't know, happenings of the illegal situation. But yet, the DOJ is saying, your lawyers can keep going. We don't need to send in no FBI. We don't have to control the crime scene. Do with it whatever you wish. Now, anybody out there who thinks that what I'm spitting out right now is bull, you're full of it. I'm telling you right now, as soon as they appointed a special counsel, that became a crime scene, and it needed to be under total 24/7 control. And the DOJ said, we ain't gonna do that. It's you, Joe. Just tell your lawyers to do a good job. We'll believe anything they tell us. What? This is what's happening, people. I'm not overblowing anything. Nothing. But hey, how about a little side note, okay? Why was Hunter Biden paying Joe Bob $50,000 a month or $600,000 per year to rent that house? The house that contained the classified documents. Well, I got to tell you, knowing that at some point in time, they would probably come under investigation for funds, including the IRS, depending on who took power when, okay, that money had to go from Hunter's hands, from the communist Chinese to Hunter, and from Hunter to Joe Bob in a fashion that could be sold off. How stupid are you? Who's going to believe that his drug addict son is paying $5,000? Yeah. Stop and think about it. $5,000 a month. No, nobody is. Not his son. Sorry. Oh, excuse me, $50,000. $50,000 a month to rent a house from your dad? Oh, you're making too much out of this, Roger. You think I am? Show me anybody else out there who's paying $50,000 or over $500,000 a year to rent a house from their parents. Show me. Reality should now be that without Obama to rescue Joe Bob, how will Joe Bob escape this fiasco? And for everybody out there asking, what the hell is Roger talking about? All of a sudden Obama's in this? What's Obama got to do with it? Well, I'm going to give it to you. And I'm going to give it to you very easy and very straight. And this is something you can all check on. All right. I just got done telling you, and it's an absolute fact, that only a president of the United States has the ability to classify or declassify anything in a heartbeat. All he has to do is say it. He doesn't have to submit a form. He doesn't need 1,000 witnesses. He doesn't have to make a phone call. He doesn't need a picture. All he has to do is say, I declassified that, and it's done. Joe Bob couldn't do that. He couldn't do that. He's the vice president. The only power, the only person who holds that power has to be a president of the United States and has to be a sitting president of the United States. So where does Obama fit in? Joe Bob took... We now know they have found four troves of classified documents in different places. Okay. Maybe on the same residence, but in different places in that residence and office. All right. He has how many documents? They haven't even told us the total amount of documents. What level of clearance? We already know some of them were SCI and higher, which is really bad. Okay. He was so far outside of his purview, it's insane. He didn't have the right to declassify them. He didn't have the right to take them off premise. He didn't have the right to store them for 5 to 6 years in an unsecured location that's visited regularly by communist Chinese who fund the building he's got an office in. He didn't have the right to do any of that. So where does Obama fit in? Obama did. So Obama's between a rock and a hard place right now. He really is.
Hey, Roger.
Yeah.
If Hollywood scripted this and put it in either a movie or a TV show, it'd be a comedy.
Yes, but let's get through this with Obama right now, because Obama is sitting back at his desk right now, cussing like you wouldn't believe, and saying, how many times have I said, leave it to Joe to F up anything? Joe can F up anything. Yeah, Obama said that. All right, where does Obama fit? Obama, in order to keep Joe Bob out of jail, even if it's when he gets out of office, to keep Joe Bob from sinking into a quagmire so deep he'll never get out of it, has to step up to say, I declassified those documents and gave them to Joe Bob to take home or anywhere he felt he needed to store them. I declassified them. As the president of the United States, when those documents were removed from the White House, Obama was the only person on the planet who had the power to do that instantly. But if Obama steps up to save Joe's butt, because that's the only thing that's going to save Joe's butt. If Obama steps up to say, I declassified them and told him he could take them out, what he does is totally vindicate anything they're accusing Trump of. Now stop and think where Obama's sitting right now. If I save Joe, I make Trump look so good that it's probably a shoe-in to win the 2024 election. If I keep my mouth shut and I don't save Joe Bob and Joe Bob goes down, what type of damage will that do to the Democratic Party, especially in the 2024 election, especially since we knew this for how long? Obama is right now sitting in the catbird seat. He is probably pissed beyond anything you can imagine. And once again, Joe Bob has put him in a position he never wanted to be in. How's that sit with you, Steve?
Well, every show, every day, I just keep thinking 2006 is Idiocracy. Mike Judge.
Yeah. Okay, I got a question for everybody out there. Thinking about everything we just discussed, there were ways none of this ever had to happen. When those lawyers that were being paid to go in and move stuff out of that office, and who the hell pays lawyers that make a couple hundred thousand dollars a year to move stuff from your office? But anyway, all right, if you stop to consider those lawyers, when they started moving stuff out of there, all right, did they have clearance? We're already being told they didn't. They did not have the clearance to move anything, but yet they did. Now, if this isn't what I'm about to say, and I'm not going to quite say it yet, I'm setting the stage for it. What you need to understand is all those lawyers had to do was take those documents they found that nobody knew was there. Nobody was saying, where are these documents, Joe? Nobody was saying, we need those documents back, Joe. Nobody even mentioned them, and they had been gone for 5 to 6 years. All those lawyers had to do was shred them or burn them. And there was only 10 of them. All it would have taken is a flick of the bic, poof, gone. They didn't do that, did they? Because nobody knew they were there. If they would have destroyed them, it would have ended right there with those lawyers seeing them and saying, oh my God, we can't let this happen to Joe. But they didn't. They took them to the government and they said, we found these. Why? And then they went someplace else and they found more and they told the government about those. And then they found more, and they told the DOJ about those and the FBI. So why would they have done this when they could very easily have destroyed these documents and nobody would have been smarter and there would have been no proof that any of this had ever happened? I have a question for all of you. Has the deep state turned on Biden? Are they realizing how unpopular he actually is? Are they realizing that he has accomplished what they put him there to accomplish? The deep state put him there to do specific things. Destroy the economy, take our military to its knees, leave the border open. How many, I could go on and on. He's accomplished what they needed him there for. They needed a totally controllable puppet in the White House. But as a result of him doing what he was told, as a result of him performing the actions he was told to perform, because he's not smart enough to do any of this. As a result of this, the Democrats are in a very bad light, and it's getting worse by the day. And every time Joe Bob opens his mouth, he drives a stake further into the heart of the Democratic Party, especially when it comes to the 2024 election. It's at a point right now where people laugh or they scream insults at him when his car goes down the street. There used to be thousands of people lining the streets when Trump went down, and they were holding up flags and cheering and saluting and watched Joe Bob go down the street. Ain't nothing like that, people. Nothing at all. So I will ask again, has the deep state turned on Biden? Is this a lever they can push to hold him accountable, so to speak, okay? So that he will bow out of the 2024 election. And he will do it as quickly as possible. These presidential elections are two-year deals, consistently and hardcore. They've already started. If the deep state is trying to get rid of Joe, they need to do something drastic, and they need to do it quickly. They heard from Joe Bob and his family several weeks ago that he was about to announce his run for 2024. All of a sudden, this is what you see. You think that's a possibility, Steve?
Yeah, but, you know, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I think it's all part of the movie, all part of the script.
Of course it is. But it doesn't mean scripts can't be changed. And it doesn't mean that somebody you put in a place who's scripted to do exactly what you want is always going to do exactly what you want, or is going to do it in a fashion that keeps you popular or leaves you in a populist position. And Joe Bob, I don't know, let's use the words of Obama. Never underestimate Joe Bob's ability to F something up. And he has. So let's roll off into another topic, okay? Because we've got less than 15 minutes left, and I'd like to at least give this a little bit more attention. Every facet of governance is in the censorship business. This is America, people. This is not China. This is not Cuba. This is not the Soviet Union. This is America. And when every major portion of the U.S. government is in the censorship business, hang your head down low, people, because it's not censorship of their fellow government people. It's not censorship of the big techs or the people who own these big tech companies. It's censorship of you and I, we the people. The people they work for. The servants of we the people. Between the documentation obtained through a recent lawsuit and the White House and the Twitter files released by Elon Musk, it's become quite clear that every facet of the U.S. government, including its intelligence agencies, FBI, CIA, are involved in illegal and unconstitutional censorship. It's not a guess anymore. The Twitter files proved that unequivocally. Unequivocally. We now have proof that the FBI has been acting as the key instigator and implementer of the government's illegal censorship of Americans. The FBI has also actively interfered in multiple elections. Let's hold on to Hunter Biden's laptop until after the election. We already know, because surveys have been done, that if that had been released when the FBI and the government was aware of it, Biden wouldn't be in office. We know this. But he is. Who did that? The people who have sworn an oath to protect you and I. And what did they do? They stabbed you and I in the back. We now have proof that the FBI has been acting as the key instigator and implementer of the government's illegal censorship of Americans. The FBI has also actively interfered again in multiple elections, and while inventing the narrative that foreign nations were doing the interfering. No. The Russian collusion? Why? Made up story. Absolute fact. The fact that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation signed by 51 high-level intelligence people? Every one of them should be in jail. They all knew it was real, but it affected an election. They literally sabotaged an election. Who's in jail? Twitter has worked hand in hand, all right, with the U.S. Department of Defense to aid U.S. intelligence agencies in their efforts to influence foreign governments using fake news, computerized deepfake videos, and bots. And of course, the Twitter files also reveal members of Congress, shift to shift, had a direct line to pre-Musk Twitter. And when I talk about these evil things, I am talking pre-Musk. But now we know that, yeah, members of Congress, shift, literally got a hold of Twitter and said, know this person? Kick him off. Know these articles? Kick him off. Know these posts? Get rid of them. And you know what Twitter said? Yes, boss, anything you say. And they did. They got accounts suspended on their behalf and content removed at their whim. And this was done over several years. Gee, I wonder which years those would be. Could it be the ones when Joe Bob was in office? Discovery documents from a lawsuit against the White House filed by the attorneys general of Missouri and Louisiana show at least 67 federal employees across more than a dozen agencies are also engaged in illegal censorship activities. We were originally told it was about 80. Now they know it's 67 and it could be more. This includes aides to Joe Bob, who presumed that he could pressure social media companies to change their policies to pit White House demands for censorship. And his presumption proved true. What the hell happened to the Bill of Rights? What happened to the Constitution? What happened to a nation of laws, which we are touted to be? What we are seeing today is a massive administrative deep state push for the complete totalitarian control over we the people. And this is happening right before our eyes. If you say I'm nuts, people, they have taken over our media. People, they have taken over our classified information. People, they literally have gone 9/10 of the way to destroying the effectiveness of our military. Would you like me to go on? I can. So again, what the hell happened to the Bill of Rights? What about the Constitution? What about America being a nation of laws? This is all happening right before our eyes. But who went to jail? Will anybody ever go to jail? What about if this was being, I don't know, perpetrated by conservatives instead of progressives? What if anything, even a tenth of this scale, was found to have been instigated by conservatives? What do you think would happen? I've got to tell you something. It is nothing like what you're seeing. When you have a country that will absolutely destroy their competition in order to stay in power, you now live under totalitarian rule, and you have an authoritarian government. That's not a joke. That's an absolute fact. So don't tell me you live in a country where you are free to say what you wish and do what you wish, as long as you pretty much abide by the nation of laws. That works for them. It doesn't work for you. Wait a minute. Don't they work for you? Not anymore. They now control you. They don't work for you anymore. If they worked for you, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. Here's my final question, people. What do we, the people, have to look forward to in America when the duly elected representatives of we, the people, and the fourth estate, being the media, have teamed up to put a stranglehold on our rights and ensure our inability to have any say in our governance, our elections, and our future? I've got a hint for you. Can you say treason? The problem here is, how many of you have a big enough sack to stand up and start pushing back against it? Because if you don't, please don't have children. Because the country they're going to live in, the country they're going to be raised in, you wouldn't live in. And we're getting there. Every single day, we sit on our dumb butts and do nothing. Have I got that right, Steve?
Yes, sir. If you're not an activism, you're just helping the system.
Yes, you actually are. All right, so take about a minute. Tell me what you think of the two topics we talked about today. Yeah, I'm putting you on the spot. Tell me what you think about the information I delivered. Tell me what you think about the state of America today. And this is not about Trump. This is not about Biden. This is about America.
No, I think it's all factual to anybody that follows along with the, with the so-called system that we endure, but
I like that word.
Endure. Unless it's if the 85 million gun owners in America were as evil as the left thinks they are, the left wouldn't exist anymore. Plain and simple.
Do you know how many guns are owned in America?
Well, they don't really know, but the figure ranges between 400 and 500 million.
Between 400 and 500 million. That is more guns than the entire Chinese and Russian armies combined.
Well, yeah. The Chinese army only has, 2.5 million guns? Because they only have 2.5 million soldiers.
And the Russians have how much?
Probably close to the same thing. 1.5 to 2 million. Yeah.
So you're talking about 5 million total.
Right.
So we have 100 times more firearms in private hands in this country. Why do you think there has never been an active backslash from the government against we the people? Why do you think the United States stands out as just about any country on the planet where we can tell our government, go stuff it or we're coming after you, and there's very little they can do about it because they understand that the United States private citizens hold more guns in personal hands than just about any combined, all of them combined, enemy of the United States. Well, but this goes way back. Do you remember what Hirohito said?
Sure.
To the emperor?
Sure.
I can't attack California because if I do, there'll be an American with a rifle. And he didn't say gun. He said rifle behind every blade of grass. This was 70 years ago.
Well, over 200 years ago, Napoleon Bonaparte said that religion keeps the masses from murdering the nobility and government.
Yeah, I know. But that's another whole show. All right, my friend, how much time we got left? Because my voice is about to crack.
Well, that's about it. We can end about 30 seconds early.
Everybody, listen up. Thank you very much. Please take everything I said serious. This will be in embedded in an article tomorrow on the libertybeacon.com by noon central. Please grab it. You can listen to the show. You can read the article. You can go to every link I use to put this information together. Pass it around. Wake up. If we don't complain, You're part of the problem. You're not the solution. But thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Good night, folks.